there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
Yo, this is Elbow Deep.
Well, I should probably start out Elbow Deep. Fucking you're the H guest.
To, fucking H to the C.
This is John. More importantly, for H to the C, we have Elbow Deep here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of you new people might only know Elbow Deep from 365 Days Later, remembering MC Crosswalk.
Respect.
But Elbow Deep's been around for a long time.
Old school.
Just
let me cut in 1 second. These new bitches, they don't even know how long. They can't even fathom. There's this stuff, people, my people. I won't go on too long here. It's called time and space. And once you learn how to manipulate that shit, you're not when or where. You're everywhere.
Thank you, Elbow Respect. Deep.
Elbow Deep within the borderline.
Now, we haven't heard from Elbow Deep very much. There was a little bit of bad blood. It all seems so foolish now.
A clash of ideologies, maybe? Clash of ideologies?
Yeah.
A clash of morals. I don't think, not what am I saying, we don't have any fucking morals.
Elbow Deep, you're called that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about it as we go.
So, to sum it up... He means Elbow Deep.
Through time and space...
Within.
And then I'm gonna have to sit on my face.
Elbow deep in an orifice of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Doesn't
was
matter.
Kind of...
I can make it fit in about anything.
You see, that kind of thing, it just... It's kind of gross, elbow deep. And I'm more of a, you know...
Well,
salt of the earth kind of Manitoba milk bag kind of guy.
Fucking milk bag. All right. Here's my first, I'm not sure if we're to the plug section of this podcast, but here's my first plug. Something I learned, well, when I almost lost my arm during one of my first Elbow Deep adventures.
Harrowing.
No. Oh, harrowing. I thought you said heroin.
Yeah, harrowing, it's like...
No, I almost lost my arm.
Like Indiana Jones?
No, it was pretty Indiana Jones-esque. It actually involved a whip. Anyways, I was whipping this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking back to me.
Consensually, right?
Oh, yeah. She was loving it.
Yeah.
She was loving it. Like, she put the chains on herself. I didn't even have the chains tight enough on that bitch. Anyways, I was whipping her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she dropped the pants. She's like, I know your name, Elbow Deep. You gotta step up. I take a look. It's not looking good in there. There's like some green pus or some red shit. I don't know what's up.
Well, your first mistake is macking on a bitch wearing pants.
Yeah, I know.
You need some airflow down there.
That's true. It's true. But like I said, I was still getting into it. I mean, this bitch called me right out. She called me by name. She's like, Elbow Deep. That's all she said. Mm. Elbow Deep. I plugged my nose. Took my fist. And I didn't even have to work it. Some bitches, you gotta start slow.
Yeah.
Unless they're fucking whores. And then you just, ugh. And you get the old flawless uppercut. Ugh.
Let the record Elbow show Deep. An uppercutting... But loving motion by Elbow Deep here in the studio.
So I did my usual. It was all right.
Yeah.
But you know, I felt a little funny. I went to my street doc down Churchill Boulevard in the Boulevards.
Word.
To let him have a little look at that. He's like, Elbow Deep, that bitch is infected. It's got to come off now, right now, before that spreads to your shoulder, and then you won't even have your shoulder, let alone your elbow, your coveted elbow.
Yeah,
it hadn't even quite gone to my elbow. It was just below the elbow.
Yeah, that elbow. When is that elbow going to get inducted into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? That's what I want to know.
I'm just waiting. I think they're waiting for me to paint my brains next to that little stain back there. I think that's what they're waiting for.
Well, that's how the big corporations do it. Whenever somebody comes along that wants to speak some truth, they come in and they assassinate them.
Can't stop me. Anyways, back to my story.
He just stopped there for a second, actually. He said, did you notice how he said, you can't stop me, and then you stopped immediately? Elbow deep.
Notice how I'm about to go elbow deep all down your throat, bitch!
You know,
I'm gonna go elbow deep down your throat and throw you in the river.
Well, the thing about Manitoba
Cats malt bags, in the bag and the bags in the river.
It can do wonders for your timing, elbow deep. And as a hip-hop enthusiast, I would think that timing would be key. And so,
timing is key. Timing's key between a little spray and a waterfall. And when I want those bitches spraying on me, I go for the go chasing waterfalls.
You TLC put on a little respect. TLC?
Mm-hmm. I put on a little TLC.
You like some candles?
I work that bitch slowly. And then she goes, Niagara Falls on your face. That's the place.
Yeah, that's a vivid picture that you're painting for us.
Interrupting my fucking story.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to be a good host.
Get him back up there. So that dude got down there. He already knew what to come with. He came with the supplies. He just jabbed in my arm. He just pulled all that herpes, that gonorrhea, syphilis, whatever that bitch left on my arm.
Pulled it right out.
He pulled it right out. About 3 days later, my arm was back. It was fine.
Do you think maybe if, as a compromise, you could use some of that stuff that they pulled out and kind of mix it in with the Manitoba milk bag? Would that be something that you'd be willing to entertain?
So, you're talking elbow droppings to top up the milk bag.
It's just all on the inside
only
there.
If she's a real dirty fucking bitch.
That can be arranged.
Alright.
I think, Have we ended this beef at least?
I think.
Do we have a temporary what's the thing in the when they have to stop fighting for like
ceasefire?
A ceasefire.
I think we can declare a temporary ceasefire.
We'll have the lawyers look over some papers and I know how much you love fat stacks of paper.
Yes, I do.
What do you have to offer H to the C?
Well, first off, getting back to where my whole amazing story was leading, this has led to the first product out of Elbow Deep Industries. It's a full-on elbow condom. You just take that bitch. If you got a bitch like I was doing, you might want the whole pack of five.
Well,
you bring those down there. You go up that bitch. It's not going to feel as good for her, but fuck her.
To be honest, Bo, the one thing that's holding me back from the elbow deep thing is, like, getting poop on my arm with an elbow condom, I think.
If you want to elbow condoms, $9.99, pack of five. You want to go $12.99, that shit comes with some self-ventilating Febreze. So you come out, you're shiny white, your shiny white gauntlet, that's what it's called. It's called the shiny elbow gauntlet.
Okay, I can see it.
So your shiny white elbow gauntlet, it comes out brown as the marsh creek.
And
smelling like daisies.
You just peel that off.
You make the bitch peel it off, and sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
If you want to go up to $14.99, we'll make that bitch edible. Going for the shoulder. It's a green company.
That's something
you know,
I can get behind.
You know being a green company gets you?
What?
It gets you more green for the green, you know what I'm saying?
And,
I just like getting down my lawn and just smelling it. It's not a little pussy, just...
Yeah, no, totally.
Please note that that is my elbow being inserted in your office.
Yeah, that sound is trademarked, by the way, HNC. That's the business side.
Yep,
that's definitely going to be a big money maker and probably a positive force for good in the world as a whole.
I'm still not looking to bring too much to H to the C till they show me what they can do for me. But I'm all about those OGs out there. Those OGs that were at O'Leary's when MC was being dragged off. He had four motherfuckers to track him from behind.
Like, people like me and you, we were behind MC from the beginning, but the world just wasn't ready for him yet. It's always
I've
a
been
shame.
Behind MC from before the beginning of the known world.
Yeah,
time and space, my friend.
Now,
Tupac,
MC Crosswalk.
Biggie, respect.
MC Crosswalk, Tupac, Biggie, you always say those three.
You could take eight of those guys, and you don't even get one billionth of a Jupiter of MC Crossfuck.
I mean, if MC... I wish MC Crossfuck could have at least seen, like, one fifth of a Jupiter of the success mm-hmm. that he's seen.
I wish he was there for the, found myself a nice little 18-year-old. At least that's what the birth certificate I gave her said.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Had that little model up there.
I think patented I do.
With the elbow condom on. Patented. Came out the Brown Betty. That's what I call it when it's done sometimes, is the Brown Betty.
Yeah, and it's especially good for people like me who really like their forearms and don't want the poop smeared all over them.
Or a bitch like me where my money's in my elbow.
Well, like, you're
they talk
totally...
about pitchers, major league pitchers, that money's in their elbow and their shoulder, they blow it up, they're done. It's nothing if I lose my elbow. I know I got another one, but man, I'm used to having a bitch on each arm like fucking oven mitts.
Yeah, well, maybe after I've gone elbow deep.
On my face like a SARS mask.
After I've gone elbow deep in a few dozen bitches, as one may say.
This isn't a permanent solution. I'm not saying you wrap up your elbow every time. I'm saying you look up that asshole, you look in that pussy, and it's dripping something nasty. You put on a gauntlet. You get on up in there anyways, and you hand that, just probably a dirty whore, you hand her $25 and kick her out of your car.
Can you give us a bit of a tease for anything that the podcast fans can look forward to?
I will give a bit of a tease, despite my hate for fucking teases. Fuck teases. So this isn't... I guess I'm becoming one of them, but it's okay. Because sometimes you get a tease, and she teases, and she teases.
You got a
and
tease
then she gives you the whole show. And you're like, what? That was actually worth a bitch. And this is what this is. It's coming faux show. You just never know where it's gonna blow. How?
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good place for us to end Elbow Deep.
Mm-hmm.
So
me too.
I look forward to future endeavors and continued success for H to the C and Elbow Deep.
One last plug. Elbow gauntlets available now. Don't forget the premium upgrades in case you've got those stinky ass bitches that don't wipe their assholes.
Check it out on the H to the C e-store.
/elbow gauntlet in your thing. Not really. It's gonna be something, but you know. No. Time and space, bitches. Time and space.